it was certainly a very, well, the original plan was very ambitious. This one was a bit more scaled back. I think we need to look at what is the actual goal. What are we trying to achieve in the state of Michigan? You need to look at it in terms of how we raise revenue, what our spending priorities are. If you look at it, I've served in the House and now in the Senate. We have done tax relief. We reduced the state income tax already by a tenth of a percent when I was a state representative during the transportation funding proposals that we passed. It included a homestead property tax credit for those making $60,000 and under, an increase in that credit. We've gotten rid of the personal property tax, which helps small businesses. So we've offered quite an array of tax relief where we've seen increased spending, quite frankly, has been to pay down debt so we don't leave it to future generations, our kids, grandchildren. I've got a 12 and a 14-year-old. And two, we've set aside money so that we can weather, it's not a question of if, but when the next small downturn will occur. Hopefully we don't see anything like the Great Recession of the 2000s. But we know that sooner or later, this is Michigan, we'll see a slowdown, and we want to be ready for it.
One of the arguments for reducing the income tax made by supporters was that this reduction was promised back in 2007. What do you make of that argument?
Well, a lot of promises were made during the Granholm administration and by others. We did, as I said, we have, when I was a state representative, reduced the state income tax. And so, but I've been hearing from my constituents, look, I don't want to see an increase in the state income tax. On the other hand, continue what you're doing. You're paying down debt. You're putting money into the rainy day fund. You're making our schools better, that you're, everything from making sure teacher pensions, which are guaranteed, that are going to be funded, to putting more money in the classroom. Also, for community colleges, public universities, that we're putting more money towards them, because that reduces the cost of tuition for those families. I'm all about giving tax relief, but you got to make sure it's especially targeted for the working families.
Did you not think that this did enough for working families?
I think that, again, it was easy to say, let's lower taxes. But was it, quite frankly, the right amount? Is it what the working families wanted? As I mentioned, I'm hearing more from families, not just Republican families, but all families. Instead of just giving me a tax cut that might add an extra buck or two every couple of weeks to my paycheck, use it wisely. Pay down the debt, fund our schools, fix our roads. That's what I heard.
Let's talk about some of the legislation you're involved with right now. You've introduced a bill that would allow no reason absentee voting in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, not everybody qualifies to vote absentee to get an absentee ballot. Similar legislation has failed in the past in Lansing. Why do you think that now is the right time to introduce this?
Well, I had a lot of support from many of my Republican colleagues, approximately 12 co-sponsors from the Republican side. I know that my friends on the other side of the aisle have introduced some similar ideas. So right now, while it might be a Republican version and a Democratic version, my goal is hopefully we get it to a place where you can have secured, no reason absentee voting. The goal is the same, to make sure that people who are registered voters who want to participate in Michigan's elections, don't have to have an excuse of, well, maybe I may or may not be out of town or not have the same convenience. So I think this proposal, and again, I believe I had 12 Republican co-sponsors, starts that ball rolling. It's something talking to many of my township, county, and municipal clerks. This is something they'd like to see. I think that, again, the goal is make it easier for people to vote, of course, in a secured fashion.
You've also introduced a bill that's focused on an affordable housing issue. The bill would make a clarification to state law about what local governments are allowed to do to incentivize affordable housing. What inspired this legislation, and what exactly would it do?
Well, from my days, I grew up in Traverse City, and seen a great influx of people, and it's been good. Traverse City, Grand Traverse County has become less seasonal. And there are better jobs. They are paying more. But it's also become more expensive to live somewhere, especially in Traverse City, downtown, and even in the immediate surrounding areas. And so this is it's a tool. It's not going to solve all the problems, but it makes sure that local units of government that have the options, it clarifies that they can do, whether it's a payment in lieu of taxes, a PILT project, some kind of abatement. They give them the flexibility to see what kind of solutions they can come up with. Sometimes it may work, sometimes it may not. I've worked with communities such as Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Petoskey, some of the Detroit area communities, even when you're talking about Sault Ste. Marie and redeveloping some of their housing stock. Again, working with those cities, those communities, trying to offer flexibility. It's not going to be a cure-all. It's not the silver bullet. But, again, it's one more piece in the puzzle. And if one community finds that, let's say, a PILT or an abatement of certain type works, then, you know, one of the things that Mishta talked about was making sure that those best practices got shared. So that's what we're working on now.
Senator Wayne Schmidt, nice to talk.
Thank you very much. Always good to be on IPR.